USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Over the weekend, it's been determined Democrats will retain control of the Senate after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto won a tight race in Nevada over Republican Adam Laxalt, giving the party the 50 seats it needs for a majority. The senator shortly after the victory announcement.
Like all of you, I'm a Nevadan, and I know what it takes to deliver for my home state. So when the national pundits said I couldn't win, I knew Nevada would prove them wrong.
President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are meeting today at the site of the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. It will be the first in-person meeting between the two leaders since Biden took office. The White House announced topics will focus on how to manage rising competition between the two superpowers. Six people have died after two vintage military planes collided midair on Saturday afternoon and crashed in flames before a crowd of thousands who came to see them fly at a World War II air show in Dallas, Texas. The B-17 Flying Fortress bomber and a P-63 King Cobra fighter crashed in an area where no other people were hurt. Ukrainian authorities are working to restore electricity and water in Kherson after Russia retreated from the city, leaving it without electricity, heat, water, or cell phone service. Ukrainian forces that swept through the port city over the weekend were greeted by jubilant crowds. NASA officials inspecting the Artemis 1 moon rocket say it appears to have made it through Hurricane Nicole mostly unscathed. Sensors at Pad 39B at Cape Canaveral, Florida, recorded peak winds gusting up to 82 miles an hour during the storm. The goal of the Artemis project is to build a working base at the south pole of the moon by 2030. The unmanned mission is scheduled to launch Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to raise the national debt ceiling, giving the government more money to spend. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau reports.
Democrats appear to have maintained control of an evenly split Senate after last week's midterm elections, but face a narrow path to control of the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi was on this week with George Stephanopoulos and said she hopes the House will be able to raise the debt limit before a Republican majority is seated next year. The Speaker said Republicans may demand reductions to Social Security and Medicare in exchange for support on raising the debt limit.
The Republicans cannot use it as leverage to say we'll only lift the debt ceiling if you will reduce the benefits for our seniors and others on Medicare and Social Security.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
A bomb rocked a shopping area in the heart of Istanbul, Turkey on Sunday, killing six people and wounding several dozen. Turkish President Erdogan called the blast a treacherous attack and said its perpetrators would be punished. He did not say he was behind the blast, but said it had the smell of terror without offering any details. The Associated Press reported on Monday Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was taken to the hospital after arriving in Indonesia's Bali for the G20 summit. Moscow officials called the report fake news. The report said that Lavrov was being treated for a heart condition, citing several sources. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.